This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, time to start talking, apparently. Sorry about that. I was in there doing some show prep, getting some stuff ready for you this hour. And welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. In fact, I was on the text stream there with one Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America. And he's going to be joining us here at the bottom of the hour because, of course, we've got so much to talk about. We've got Sidney Powell back in the news, releasing the Kraken, talking about the whether or not there's any connection between the 2020 election in outcome in the United States and software that was originally developed by Hugo Chavez and continued by Maduro down in Venezuela. You may think that is a stretch, but I'm telling you, there seems to be witnesses and briefs filed in court that supports this. And I'm waiting for anybody to refute that. And in the meantime, Sidney Powell, dating back to 2020, was talking about this. And now we've got the man, Nicolas Maduro, in a prison, a guy who would very much like to not die in prison. So it will be interesting to see what, if anything, they get out of this guy when it comes to negotiating. I don't know. We'll see. What I'm stunned about, I continue to be stunned about, and I've seen some of it on our social media feed this morning. You can join us on YouTube. You can follow the show on Facebook, on X, on Rumble. Is some of the comments are pretty shocking to me. When I hear the people who hate America the most, I'm talking about China. And I know you well. They don't hate America. Well, yeah, they do. They want to dominate what we do politically, militarily. They want to be the primary source of power in the world. The Chinese do. They're the Russians. They're the communists everywhere who want to control everything that you do. You can argue whether or not Vladimir Putin is a communist. He's certainly like Nicolas Maduro, a dictator, right? And these are the people sounding off the loudest about the United States removing Maduro from Venezuela. So we can't get away from talking about that. You have to talk about it. But I'm always shocked when I see people in the United States who, whatever Donald Trump does, they're the absolute opposite because they don't like Donald Trump. They will never just look at the issue and say, hey, an American president just did this. They can't do that. They're incapable of looking at that and saying, this is a good thing. It's what a number of recent presidencies have been focused on, and that's removing Maduro from power. But that can't be a good thing because Donald Trump did it. And suddenly you find yourself on the same side as America's greatest enemies. And I don't understand how people can do that and not have a little bit of self-reflection. and think about what you're saying there. It's not a, the United States is not running Argentina or Venezuela. I keep calling it Argentina. They're not running Venezuela. Not going to be running Venezuela. Not a single U.S. Boot on the ground there that we know of, unless they have CIA agents have some people in there. But they now know what we can do. So will we have a whole lot more influence? You bet. And I think the president's going to meet with some members from the American oil companies this week to talk about what role they may play in reviving the oil wells down there. And there's supposed to be a news conference coming up here with the president. If it doesn't happen before the end of our show in at the end of the hour, then I'm sure the Brian Kilmeade show will be covering this for you. The president's supposed to address Republican legislators at a House GOP retreat today at 9 a.m. Central Time. So there's a very good chance that will not happen. It won't start before the end of our show, but I'm sure Kilmeade will dip into it if there's anything relevant there. And if it's a speech that we can carry, maybe we can carry. We'll carry some of it for you here. We'll see. I'll double check with our managers on that and see what we can do. Coming up, we'll give away those Rascal Flatts tickets. We got Ryan Wiggins at the bottom of the hour for you, but right now let's go ahead and get to the shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
For years, we sent our soldiers to die in deserts in the Middle East to try to build them parliaments, to try to build them democracies, to try to give them more oil, to try to give them more resources. The future of the free world, Jake, depends on America being able to assert ourselves and our interests without apology.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen Miller. Trying to help Jake Tapper understand what America is all about and what America needs to be about. It is a sea change in the mind of the left-wing mainstream media in this country. They cannot wrap their brains around America putting itself and its interests first.
This president is doing whatever the heck he wants without any checks or balances. And I have never in my lifetime seen this type of regime change, which is what we just saw, work out well for the United States.
You're never going to get Sonny Hostin on The View there agreeing with Donald Trump. Now, Anna Navarro did to some extent because she hated Maduro. But she also hated the fact that it was Donald Trump that succeeded in removing him from office. They can't get over their TDS.
You see that pushback from Rodriguez, and ultimately...
Well, I don't think it was pushback. I think that...
She pulled it.
Well, you hear a different person than I hear.
Really? So you have spoken to her?
We talked to her, yeah.
Oh, you did speak.
They've been very good.
Because she called it kidnapping of Maduro.
It's all right. It's not a bad term.
it's all right. It's not a bad term. Just come to grips with it and get over it.
I mean, 42% of the American people would oppose it if he cured cancer personally in the Oval Office tonight. I mean, there is a reflexive opposition to Trump. It is the entire platform of the Democratic Party.
Pretty much sums it up. Scott Jennings on I think he was on with Jake Tapper. It might have, it was later in the same show. He was on with Tapper and trying to explain this. Tapper's like, but how do you justify what they've done? You know, Jake is so worried about it. The man who wouldn't ask a single hard question about the dementia patient who occupied the White House for 4 years, then wrote a book lamenting the fact that nobody would ask a hard question about the dementia patient that occupied the White House for 4 years. He made money off of it.
Right. Well, and he's right. Going back to that point that he made about how people who don't like Trump, they will dislike what he does no matter what he does, even if there were a cat stuck in a tree and Trump himself climbed up on a ladder, put himself in danger to rescue the cat, 50% of the people would say that was terrible.
Orange man bad.
Well, also, it's Trump. I mean, 42% of the American people would oppose it if he cured cancer personally in the Oval Office tonight. I mean, there is a reflexive opposition to Trump. It is the entire platform of the Democratic Party. And to the extent that that's how their leadership tells them to act, that's how the Democratic grassroots are going to see it. You see Democrats today who long came on this network and others and called for Maduro's ouster, demanded it, now saying they oppose the fact that Donald Trump just arrested Maduro. This reflexive opposition to everything Trump does is corrosive of the Democratic Party, and you shouldn't look at these things through that lens. You should look at it and say, highly competent military and law enforcement operation, we got rid of a bad guy, there's a better future for Venezuela, and it's going to inure to the United States benefit. But, you know, it's Trump, so everything must be opposed. If he's for it,
then it's not. Yeah.
Is he setting the new precedent? Like, whoever comes in after Trump, let's just say it's J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, are they going to have the same animosity that Trump's having because they're in some way associated with Trump? Or you think this ends with Trump?
To some extent, if they are seen as the heir to Trump, then the left will hate them. But I still don't think it's going to be to the extent that they hate Donald Trump. And the guy got elected. He beat the golden girl, Hillary Clinton, prevented her from smashing the glass ceiling. They hated him. They hunted him down. They tried to persecute him in five different courtrooms. None of it worked. He got reelected. And they just despise the fact that he breathes the same air that they do. They can't see. Drives them nuts. When he's taken out of the equation, that is going to be amped down to some extent. Not completely, but to some extent. I do believe that. All right, coming up, we will talk a little bit more about the fact that it is today the anniversary of January 6th. And you've got to, there's going to be a lot of talk and reflection on this today. One of the local news channels was still talking about the fact that it's the anniversary of the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. They're still lying about it 5 years later. We'll talk about it when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, that is, of course, Rascal Flatts, and they are going to be right across the street over here at Enterprise Center coming up January 17th. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see Rascal Flatts, courtesy of our fine friends over at Live Nation. They're giving us tickets for every day this week. If you want to win a pair, best of luck to you. Why don't we give a pair to caller number 8 today at 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Caller number 8 will get that pair of tickets, and the best of luck to you out there. We'll give away more every day this week. So that's a good thing. I'm looking forward to that. All right. So it is January 6th. As the Democrats have long hoped, they always want that to be a day that will live in infamy. Well, it's not. Let's call it what it is. Now, here's the thing about it. The minute they want to pry your emotions about January 6th, they roll out somebody like a former Capitol police officer. This guy's name is Harry Dunn. And he's still fighting, and he's still angry that Donald Trump pardoned people who participated in January 6th. I understand because I was there, and I didn't understand the day I was there why tear gas was being fired up on the top of the hill. It crested the hill, so where we were 75 yards down the hill, you couldn't tell what was going on, right? What we know now in hindsight is that there were agitators there who intended violence that day. But it was not in any way reflective of the January 6th crowd that was there. It just wasn't. I am a witness, and I will continue to witness against that fact for the remainder of my life. I was there. I was with the people who were there with their dogs and pulling their kids in wagons, even though it was cold, and flying American flags and wanting their opposition to the way that election was handled to be challenged in the United States House and Senate the way the law at the time allowed it to be challenged. Now they've since changed it because they know we're right. Mike Pence that day had the authority to challenge these slates of electors, and he did not do it. But he did have the authority to do it, and he didn't do it, chose not to. And the people that agitated that day, we know the facts here. We know that law enforcement had ample warning that people were coming to that area to cause problems. They knew it 5 or 6 days in advance, and offers to have National Guard in place already were rejected by House leadership. Nancy Pelosi was House leadership, and the mayor in D.C. didn't want them either. So there were ample opportunities to head this off. In my personal opinion, Pelosi and the Democrats got exactly what they wanted. They knew trouble was coming. They were hoping it would happen, and they wanted to hang it clearly around the neck of Donald Trump. And the J6 committee, including traitors like Kinzinger, who was on there, of course, played right into their hands. But I was there. I traveled there. I was the only member of the media from St. Louis to go to D.C. that day because I wanted to witness this expression of American rights to challenge what we perceive to be as a wrongdoing during that election. And what happened that day sadly prevented us from being able to do that. I was on the ground that day. In fact, I called into the Annie Fry show about 2 o'clock that afternoon, just as I had exited the Capitol grounds after there were reports of gunfire inside the Capitol. Now, at the time, we had no way of knowing that the person shot was a Trump supporter who was completely innocent and did nothing to deserve being murdered that day. That was the only person that died that day. Despite local news headlines today calling it a deadly insurrection, that's a lie. That's fake news. First of all, it wasn't an insurrection, and the only thing that was deadly about it was a Trump supporter got shot. Here is part of my conversation that day from the ground there, my observations from the ground with Annie Fry as I was moving away from the Capitol grounds after shots had been fired. Listen to this.
Mark Cox of the Mark Cox Morning Show is on the ground there. He went to participate and see this rally with his own eyes, and he is on the ground right now. Mark, a lot of people curious if you're safe. We're glad that you are. What can you tell us about your experience right now?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Annie. I'm a little hacked off, to be quite honest with you, because, you know, there's one in every crowd. I don't know who in the world would be dumb enough to go into the United States Capitol building and open fire. This has been a wonderful experience from the time we first hit the streets this morning on Pennsylvania Avenue
We went to the World War II Memorial and 1,000 people out there that we knew from St. Louis. We listened to the president's speech. We listened to all of that. We moved down Constitution Avenue. People gathered outside of the Capitol building. Police warned people to step back because some had gotten a little too close. And then, as I reported to you earlier, they started firing the flashbangs and a little bit of pepper spray. And the next thing I know, people are streaming up the steps to the back side of the Capitol building, where the picture you would imagine where they do the inauguration, that end of the Capitol building. And, you know, it was hard to tell from where I was on the ground down below what was happening once they got up there. My assumption is then at some point there were troublemakers in the crowd that nobody was aware of who proceeded to somehow get into the building.
Yep, and I was right, because that was my impression on January 6th, 5 years ago today, when I was on the ground in Washington, D.C. This was not an insurrection. There were people planted in the crowd, I believe, that caused this problem. Law enforcement knew troublemakers were on the way, and they allowed it to happen anyway. The FBI knew these people were coming, and yet they were never stopped. And if they had informants on the ground, shame on them. The truth will come out on all of this. It wasn't an insurrection. I will stand by that, despite what you're going to hear today in the mainstream media. We're going to be back with
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China, and the interference with our elections here in the United States, the Dominion voting systems, the Smartmatic technology software, and the software that goes in other computerized voting systems here as well, not just Dominion, were created in Venezuela at the direction of Hugo Chavez to make sure he never lost an election after one constitutional referendum came out the way he did not want it to come out. We have one very strong witness who has explained how it all works. His affidavit is attached to the pleadings of Lynn Wood in the lawsuit he filed in Georgia.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right, Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America, on the line with us this morning. And Ryan, I know you heard that bite earlier this week because I heard you and Annie discussing this a little bit yesterday. I've been anxious to get you on here and talk to you about it.
Yeah, well, I think it was right around Thanksgiving that you and I was in studio with you for one of these Tuesday hits that we do. And we talked about the trail of breadcrumbs that Trump was leaving on social media. He wasn't talking about it in interviews and stuff yet, but he was posting about it a lot. And it was all regarding what happened to save the 2024 election and how they did that. But he has pivoted over the last couple weeks, and he's now talking and tweeting almost exclusively about the 2020 election. And all of this, as we were talking about a month and a half ago, is all related to Venezuela. And that was all before they got Maduro, and now everything is escalated.
Well, it has. And, you know, again, Sidney Powell took a lot of grief in 2020 for her theories about the 2020 election. Most of those court cases, including the one in Georgia she referred to there at the end, got thrown out of court for lack of standing, supposedly, without ever having the gist of the legal argument heard in a courtroom.
Yeah, the tricky thing about Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, she mentioned there, is that both of them are diligent, and so a lot of what they report is right. But they've also been misled quite a bit, and there's been a lot of misinformation and disinformation that they've fallen for that discredits them, and that's their fault. They don't vet their information well enough. But a lot of this stuff, they are the ones that have continued to press it, and it's going to come to light. I mean, my source right now is the President of the United States. That's who I'm following to see why is all this happening. You know, it makes a lot more sense when you connect these dots, because everybody's going, oh, well, why did we get Maduro? You know, everybody wants to know why, and people are speculating, well, it's because of oil, it's because of drugs, it's because of China and Russia. And all those things are true, they're not false, but they don't all add up in everybody's brain until you start to realize, oh, no, what Trump is saying, because this is what he's saying on social media, is that this stuff has to do with the 2020 election. And he's starting to say it in interviews too. But Mark, I don't know if you've noticed over these last 3 months, the same thing is happening at the Attorney General's office, not necessarily Pam Bondi, but with Harmeet Dhillon. She is subpoenaing and getting all of the election data from the 2020 election from all these states. And some of them she's having to sue to get it, but she's getting it. So they're building a case, and Maduro is a big part of that, I promise.
Wow. Wow. So I think the what a lot of people might hear that bite from Sidney Powell and say, she's talking about an affidavit. She's talking about a lawsuit filed by Lynn Wood in the state of Georgia. If such an affidavit exists, I'd like to read it. I'm sure, I don't know if it's public or not. That's my next question, because here's who the whistleblower is, according to Powell. Listen.
It is a stunning, detailed affidavit, because he was with Hugo Chavez while he was being briefed on how it worked. He was with Hugo Chavez when he saw it operate to make sure the election came out his way. That was the express purpose for creating this software. He has seen it operate, and as soon as he saw the multiple states shut down the voting on the night of the election, he knew the same thing was happening here.
Wow. I mean, I really want to get out there and find that affidavit if it's that stunningly detailed as she described it.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if she's describing the same person that I've been following. So there is a guy, and I think there's actually two of them now, that they have had in custody from Venezuela, from the military. Now, they weren't from, like, the traditional military side in Venezuela. They were from the cyber tech side of the military, and they were deeply involved in all this. So it's so funny, Mark, because everybody in the world, including American Democrats, acknowledge that Venezuela was stealing elections.
Yeah.
They all say that they all agree. Everybody knows that it was happening, but they go, but there's no way it could happen anywhere here. Like, same software, but there's no way. So, and I get that there are different checks and balances based on the country, but they were stealing their own elections for sure. And so they have these guys in custody, and they have been giving a lot of testimony. Again, this is stuff that Trump has confirmed on socials. I'm not speculating. It's real. It's all happened. They're building a case so that he's dropping these breadcrumbs so that we can see that this stuff's coming. but they're not going to release it. He's not going to do a big press conference until it is ready to go.
Well, yeah.
Do you think Maduro ever sees the light of day again?
I don't know. It really depends on whether he's playing ball or not. That's the big question, because I don't know if they actually were like talking to him ahead of time, like, hey, we're going to come do this, because there's reports that are, you know, speculating on both sides that he was actually willing to be captured because he knew that his own military was kind of against him, because they were, you know, if he goes down, they go down. So there's also reports that he was not playing ball, and that Rubio has said that he's, you know, they got to really crack him to get him to put him his testimony out there. So I don't know really what happens to Maduro now, or whether or not he's willing to spill the beans easily, or they're going to have to pressure him.
Yeah, I did see another report yesterday about how Elon Musk helped, with the help of his resources at X, really helped impact the 2024 election and making sure that some of these same mistakes were not allowed to be repeated. And you know, here we go again. You can bet in the midterms, if they could help themselves out here, they're willing to do that. The answer to me is going away from those machines, because it's no different than gambling online. Like I've like the World Series of Poker app. I have the World Series of Poker app. On the rare occasion when I'm really bored, stuck in an airport, and I play that, I'm never playing with real money, because I know how software can be manipulated on those. To me, it's the same stupidity of anybody that would play slots online or electronic slots in casinos. If it's software, it can be manually manipulated to have the outcome they want it to have.
Wait, you're telling me when I go to the casino and the fishbowl is about to bust, that's not quite real? You're telling me that might be manipulated?
Well, you know what I'm saying. I don't know why we would even do that. Fill out the little dark circles on your ballot and, you know, feed it into a scanner.
Can we all go back to that? Like, is that, I agree with you, Mark, but is that realistic that we would be able to, on a large scale level, be able to go back to that? I see smaller municipalities getting on board with that, but I'm talking, you know, across the country or an entire state doing that.
I mean, we conducted elections in this country, even recent history, without machines. So I know it's possible.
Yeah, just can we go back?
Everything's going digital. Yeah, our population is greater now than it was 20 years ago, but we were still, you know, able to do elections in this country for a long time without machines, so I'm sure it's possible.
Well, it's a good point. Ryan, remind people when they can listen to Wiggins America, please.
Yeah, it is every weekend, Saturday morning, 7 to 8, Sunday night, 7 to 8.
Outstanding. We'll see you on the Annie Fry Show. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America. We'll be back right after this.
Spoken with President Trump since then?
I spoke with President Trump on October 10th, the same day the prize was announced. Not since then, but I do want to say today, on behalf of the Venezuelan people, how grateful we are for his courageous vision, the actions, historical actions he has taken against these narco-terrorist regime to start dismantling this structure and bringing Maduro to justice.
Yeah, Karina Marino Machado there is her, or Maria Karina Machado. Sorry, I got her name wrong. She was the candidate who got, despite what was believed to be 70% of the vote in the last election, Maduro stole it, right? Which is part of the allegation of fraud down there. And she's in exile. It strikes me as odd. Here's what I think is happening. I think that the Trump administration is leaving the vice president under Maduro in power for now to let things play out as they're going to on the streets of Venezuela. With Maduro gone, his ironclad grip on power will not be the same with the vice president there trying to take power. I suspect there will be a coalition that forms that will try to take back the power in that country. And the U.S. would rather allow that to happen naturally than to try to go in and influence it by suddenly throwing the supposed winner of the last election back in the mix. But what I do find strange is they haven't even had a conversation with her.
Well, but she changed her tune. She was not at first cooperative, it seemed, right after Maduro's capture and the strikes. And then all of a sudden, as of the last 24 hours, it's come out that she's ready. Machado.
Oh.
Has come out and said she's ready to work with the United States and cooperate.
But she hasn't even heard from the White House since the Nobel Peace Prize was handed out back in October. So that's the only thing about it that surprises me at all, is that they wouldn't have at least had a phone conversation with her, or if they did, they've told her to deny it. So that's one part of this story that's still happening. Here's another headline today in the Post-Disgrace, written in this case by my friend Joe Holloman. I've known Joe for a long, long, long time, and I have a lot of respect for him as a reporter, just not the organization that he works for. What he's reporting this morning is that the Democrats are going to vote on the Venezuela action, and they are hoping that they can somehow sway Josh Hawley to vote with them on it. And I find that to be pretty fascinating. I just about can't envision a scenario where that happens.
I don't see Hawley doing that. However, Hawley has surprised me with his stance on a few different things.
Well, here's the thing, that the U.S. Senate is going to vote on a war powers resolution. It was introduced back in early December before they went into Venezuela. It's privileged, which means GOP leaders can't stop it from happening. But for some reason, the Democrats seem to think that Hawley might break with the party and vote for these limits. But he had not responded to the Post-Dispatch request for comment. I may reach out to him. We're going to have Eric Schmidt on tomorrow morning at 8:35, correct?
8:35, correct.
8:35, Senator Schmidt is going to join us tomorrow morning while we're covering, among other things, the opening day of the legislative session. We'll have the lieutenant governor on. We're going to have House and Senate leaders on to talk about what's going on, expected to go on in Jeff City. I mean, not much gets accomplished the opening day of session. Most of it will start the day after on Thursday. With hearings and the like. But yeah, we'll ask Schmidt what he thinks about that.
Yeah.
But that war powers resolution, that is pending.
By the way, I was saying how, you know, the woman's ready to cooperate. I kept thinking Machado. No, I'm thinking of Delcy Rodriguez.
Oh, the vice president.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking. There's a lot of names that are being tossed out right now. And so my brain's trying to keep all of them.
The vice president is the one who's ready to cooperate with the United States. That she would do that.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's still dangling out there somewhere. Like I said, I think they're leaving her in power just to let the people exert their authority. I don't think the military is going to go along with her. So we'll see what happens with that for sure. So another story we really didn't, I ran out of time to get to. Maybe we need to get somebody on about this, Kim, is this Forestell data center. So they were about
to
make a presentation about it last night, a pair of multi-million dollar data centers. And so many people showed up at the Forestell City Hall that they had to delay the hearing and find a bigger site to hold another hearing. So maybe we get somebody on this week to find out what that's all about, because we know all the fallout from the one in St. Charles.
People do not like these data centers.
They do not.
And they're talking about 400 acres in the Forestell area.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll get that covered for you this week. I promise you that. So stay tuned. Kilmeade's coming up next. The president's going to address Republicans at about 9 a.m. So one way or the other, you're going to hear some of that either here on 97.1 FM Talk or through the Brian Kilmeade Show. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.